Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Paul Hawksby
and Charlie Baker,
and welcome once again to the H&J
H&J Daily.
19 years.
H&J Daily. And this is the best.
We're keeping that in, are we?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Go on. Why not? It's the last out of the old studios.
I thought that we'd do that again, but no. You just crash on. Keep. No one will notice.
Yeah. I think we got away with it actually. H&J Daily. I've never struggled with that, but anyway.
No, there we are.
Best bits of this afternoon's show. Al Murray came in, didn't he? Mm-hmm. That was very good.
He was
to see
very
him.
Good.
He was on very good.
He form. Was talking drums, yeah. Drumming.
Yeah.
His new quiz show.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff.
All sorts of stuff, yeah. We had a chat with him. We covered some ground. We took you back to an old nightclub you went to in Newton Abbott.
Lovely nightclub.
You told us about your stag do.
Yeah, well, we covered rained off games.
Not all of it. The wife was listening. Didn't get us the whole thing. So we heard a bit of that. Rained off games. All sorts got covered today. So here it all is. Enjoy.
Good afternoon, Paul. You've been looking around for your notebook there. Well, no, we're leaving
gone,
today.
Gone, the clean as a bin. I left here last night.
You're like Bob Monkhouse searching for his notebooks.
It was, I mean, look, there's nothing. It just had, it had all the gold in it. So,
right. No, this afternoon didn't. Show, no, gone out the window.
No, it didn't. It's gone. I'm going to have to let it go. What about the Mighty Spurs last night? I'll get
Mighty
that out of the
Spurs,
way.
Mighty Spurs, yeah, exciting for you. I was pleased for you. I thought you might have cheered up after the weekend.
It was Rourke's drift for about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
But a fantastic rear guard action.
Yeah.
Which I very much enjoyed.
And what a finish. What a finish.
And then, of course, Harry Kane pops. Even I was relaxed. Quite a lot of Tottenham for the gallows humour on social media.
Yeah.
People saying, have you relaxed yet with about 3 minutes left? You're thinking, if they got one there, if they got two quick goals,
yeah.
We're so conditioned to it. But anyway, I think even I quite enjoyed the last 20 minutes or so.
It's a fantastic result, the champions elect of Germany at the moment. You know, brilliant result for Spurs.
So, I mean, there's some tough old teams still in the competition, but I think we'll enjoy the ride. Potter's got a 2-game touchline ban. What was the point of putting his hand up and apologising to Mike Dean? He might as well have sailed him down the river. He probably would have got 2 games anyway if he'd gone scorched earth.
And have that as well.
This is what Mike said, and that's why I was so angry. But they probably would have said, oh, OK, fair enough, here's 2 games. So what's the point? That's maybe the lesson, really, for all other managers. Don't admit it, don't say sorry, and don't be nice, because it actually won't make any difference to the punishment that's handed down
just
to you.
Just take
clearly.
It.
Just, just go back at them against this self-styled character that is Mike Dean.
Would you, in the Champions League, would you prefer one of the bigger teams or would you want to try and get through?
I'd much rather try and get through.
Yeah, would you prefer a smaller team as possible?
You know, there's some really good sides. There's loads of good sides left.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want a nice night out again. Let's get to the final competition.
I'd rather not play. I think much like City, United and Liverpool, if they can all get through. I don't think any of us would want to play each other.
No.
I wouldn't think not at this stage. But
and Ajax last night looked amazing. You
wouldn't want to play them at the moment, would you?
They look unbelievable.
Well, they could go a bit like Burnley after they beat Spurs the other week. You know, they've had off the back of 2 defeats. You know, even Sean Dyche had been saying, "Oh, we put too much into that." It's your job, by the way. Put too much into that game. Butch from Sooty.
Yeah.
Hello, Sooty. Hello. They bring it back.
Yes.
They bring it back. Hello, Sue. I've got a bunch of flowers for you. Fantastic. He doesn't talk like that at all. It's just vaguely. Anyway.
He's great. He's great for the game. My team's Torquay United is my team.
Yeah.
And, we were rained off last night, Paul. One of those unfortunate episodes where we're rained off with under an hour to go.
Rained off. Now, you were playing Chelmsford.
Chelmsford.
How long did it take?
I think a coach load had come down from Chelmsford.
Well,
they're now called
the Chelmsford 29. The 29 fans
yeah.
got a coach from Chelmsford
yeah.
to... How long would that take, Chelmsford?
A good four hours, I would say.
Easy.
For Essex, you've got to get around the M25 and then down the
M4,
M5,
yeah.
you know.
So then, you're talking maybe 4.5 hours to get there.
Yeah.
And then find an hour before kickoff.
Some people they'll have taken a day off work and that sort of stuff.
But 10, 11 hours.
It's unfortunate, isn't it, Paul? Yeah. In the lower leagues.
Well, some call it unfortunate. Our resident Woking fan here,
yeah.
you're vying at the top of the Conference South with them. He smells a rat.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to report you to the league.
A few people were saying that on Twitter last night. Well, you know, you can say that, but we apparently we did try and call the game off all day.
Right.
You know, but you have to have a proper ref come and say, yes, you can call it off.
And he doesn't get there. He was coming from Chelmsford as well, was he?
Not the first time. Well, unfortunately, we called the Chelmsford game off earlier in the
league, once we found out what you said to Posh, hopefully, which we probably will in the written report now.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll be doing a few of your games soon.
I reckon Mike Dean down in the National League South.
It'd be nice to see him in the National League South, depending on what he said, of course.
I had a game rained off on my stag do, Paul. We'd arranged to go to Torquay Kidderminster Harriers on my stag do.
Tremendous.
All those years ago.
And then what was it rained off?
We turned up, we were in the ground having a pasty, watching the players warm up, off.
Was that rain as well?
Rained off. That day, and then that night we went to a nightclub, Saturday night, shut.
Hang on, what kind of nightclub had you booked to your stag do that doesn't feel he's got enough trade for a Saturday night? It's not our busiest night. I tell you what, Tuesdays always does it for us. But Saturday, we don't get a lot of calls.
The omens weren't good. We're still married, but Saturday night shut and football called off and the nightclub shut on a Saturday night.
What was the club called? Sewage problem. That's what it was called.
Yeah, no. Well, you never know. Some parts of Devon. Yeah. Sure, there's one called that in Tiverton.
Yeah.
Timepiece in Exeter.
Timepiece in Exeter. That in itself. What year was this?
This was. Don't ask me that, Paul. Don't ask me that.
Roughly.
I can't remember.
But there was a period.
2002.
There was a period when, in the fun, what they called the fun pub area, when a lot of pubs, the Rose and Crown, thought. Kids aren't coming to the Rose and Crown anymore. We'll call it Convulsions.
Yeah, that's...
Where are you going tonight? I'm going down Convulsions. See it, Convulsions?
Reputations.
Yeah, that's it.
That's more of a wine bar name, isn't it? Reputations.
Yeah. So if you would like to relive some of the great renaming of your local dog and duck into something quite appalling that only lasted 10 minutes until people realised calling it Convulsions or Reputations was a bad idea, feel free. Tell us where they were and maybe what they've changed it back to.
Well, the big one in Newton Abbot, where I'm actually from, was called Rafters. I mean, what does that even mean?
Rafters.
But full to the rafters, where they go? I don't know. What do you think?
Why would you call it rafters?
Would you
say, well, you're going rafters?
I'll see you down rafters.
That's fantastic. Doesn't make any sense.
It's not even like a glamorous name, is it?
It doesn't entice you in, does it? Rafters.
No.
Rafters. You have to say it like that, really.
Yeah.
Rafters doesn't do it any...
Coming to Rafters.
Yeah.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
That is the Fat Cops, and one of the Fat Cops is with us in the studio. their drummer, Mr. Al Murray.
Good Hello on. There, how's it going?
Hello, Al. You've not ostensibly come to talk about the band, but the album's just come out.
The album came out on Friday last week, March 1st, we've done it ourselves.
Yeah.
We haven't sold out to some big record label, trust me. And the thing is, the reason it came out last week and I'm now here to talk about something else completely different is because... last year when we decided when to put the record out, my diary was completely empty and there wasn't anything else in it, and then everything changed. So there you go.
That's luck
of the draw.
It? Yeah.
It's this interesting lineup. Well, Bobby Bluebell is in the band.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, well, we met, the six of us met arguing on Twitter about Scottish politics, right? during the indie referendum, they were all the other guys in the band, two of the band, Chris Deering, who's our singer, Ewan McComb, who's our lead guitarist, they're opinion writers in Scotland. They're journalists, right?
Right, yeah.
And they were arguing against independence. Bobby Bluebell was very much a yeser and very, 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 very into that. Mm. And he was arguing with Ewan quite vociferously. But actually, they were kind of getting along. It was like, although they were disagreeing, it was sort of humorous and all this sort of thing. So they decide to meet, right? And then and at that point, Ewan realizes it's Bobby from the Bluebells. He doesn't.
Yeah.
He thinks it's just some dude on Twitter.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my god, it's
young at heart.
He's young at heart. And they start talking about music. And then I meet up with Chris, the singer, and he brings his mate, who's a bass player. And then Neil Murray's our keyboard player. Someone else who's a friend of Ewan's who gets involved. And then. And
you're all having the same midlife crisis, and you think, let's start a band.
Precisely right. And we look like a dad band, we smell like a dad band, but we don't do weddings and we don't do all right now.
And you're the drummer, and you've got you have a drum company as well, don't
you?
Yes,
that's right. Yeah, I have a company making drums in Stockport, a British drum company, and there's a certain possible disruption to trading the UK is coming in for. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Well, you're part of the problem.
I've heard something.
If I read everything on Twitter, you're part of the problem, Al.
Exactly. Well, I'm definitely part of the problem. So we're biting our nails a bit about that, but it's going very well, and we're exporting to the US, all over the world.
Fantastic. And they look beautiful drums.
Thank you very much. Yeah, British Drum Co. Yeah. Mm. So all these things all going on at once.
Now, many years ago, Al, I was one of the writers on a little TV quiz called Fact Hunt.
Yes, Fact Hunt.
So careful.
We've gone from Fat Cop to Fact Hunt.
Which we did on...
Where's Next?
Which we did on TV. But that was, in your guise, as the pub landlord.
Yeah.
But you're bringing us the Great British... pub quiz
tomorrow.
Quest, and that's
that is me, and people might be a bit surprised, and in fact I was when this was pitched to me. It's like, we want to do a pub quiz show, and it's two teams of the public, and they're people who do pub quizzes, and that's what we want, and we'll have a couple of comics, and then we'll have someone playing the piano, Kirsty Newton playing the piano, and Sean Williamson as your barman. But you're not the pub landlord. And I'm like, are you people stark staring? Man, this will never
you know
work.
I do this character, right?
Well, exactly. It did feel a bit like that, one of those meetings, you know. And when I'm not touring, I grow my hair. That's why I've got hair and a beard now. And maybe I'd got in the meeting and they thought they didn't realise it was me.
Yeah, different bloke.
He's bald, surely. Yeah. But we put this thing together, and I have to say, my first day on set, when it was a pub set, and I wasn't in a maroon blazer, and I was, you know, in a nice shirt and whatever.
Did you feel naked? Did you?
Not naked, but just sort of like.
Who do I believe? You've lost your special power.
Who am I?
Exactly. Yeah. Kryptonite.
Who am I? But we figured it out quite quickly. And the reason I'm not in character is because This is a real quiz with real people who really are into their quizzing who are going to win a cash prize.
Yeah.
And so I have to be sincere. Oh. And as the pub landlord, if they got it wrong, I'd be, oh, you're thick and slow, aren't you, mate? And if they got it right, I'd be going, oh, look at the professor over there.
Yeah. But
so we wanted to do this as the real thing rather than me just basically taking the Mickey horribly.
We did have. I've still got it at home. These massive kind of sponge fingers that you get at sporting events with thick and slow written on it.
That's right.
Which gave to the audience.
Yes, that's right. To point at the losing team. Yeah.
The pub landlord goes back a long way, doesn't it? It goes back to you did it with Harry Hill, right?
With Harry, originally.
In
1994 was the first bit of pub landlord I did with Harry,
Which is 6 years ago, is it?
It's something
7
like
years,
six
ago?
Years ago, isn't it? I mean, sometime last week. Yeah, I mean, and as an accident to fill a gap in a show, and then it took on this sort of crazy life of its own.
Yeah.
And because I never figured it out, I can always find new things for it. Whereas if I'd decided what to do with it and it sort of been boxed off as an idea, I'd have run out of road by now. I mean, there's still plenty of people who think I ran out of road a long time ago. But there you go.
You've got good regular team captains on this world. James May, Hugh Dennis, Kerry Godleman, Phil Jupitus, Marcus Brigstock, Andy Parsons.
Yeah, and James May, there's a round we have called Beat the Barman where you have, because Sean Williamson is the absolute, he's the star of this show, not me. He's won Mastermind twice. He's won Pointless a couple of times. He is absolutely golden at trivia. Yeah. Right,
okay.
And we have a round called Beat the Barman where you go head to head with him and you have to list something. So you have to list, England World Cup goal scorers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. And you have to, they go backward and forward until basically someone blows it, right?
Yeah.
Gets one wrong or just times out. And we made 20 programs. He only lost 3 times.
Goodness
he is me. Absolutely. You know, rivers in England.
And he's there.
And he's such a pro as well that what he does is if he can see that the contestant's a bit nervous or a bit lost, he'll back off and he'll do all the like hard ones, right? Because we did US states. They got 36 states into the US before the other guy basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you've
That's
got
good work.
And, well, yeah, you've got to remember what the other
takes
person
an edit.
Said. Well, exactly. Yeah, you've got to remember Texas. California, I'm out, right? And you've got to remember what you've said, you've got to remember what the other person said. So it's quite and he obviously thought, well, I'll buy him some space to start with and was working his way through Wyoming and not the obvious ones. And Sean is absolutely amazing in this show. And every time you see him go, and he was lying awake at night during the week we were recording, going, I'm compiling lists in my head. I can't lose this. It's too important.
And does he do any karaoke? Does he sing in it as well? Because he knocks out a song now and again.
He doesn't sing in the show, though. He's an amazing singer.
Yeah,
he doesn't sing in the show, but he is like that. We call him the fact hammer on the show because there isn't a fact he can't bend to his submission.
Wow. That's great. So
fact hammer.
Starts.
Good wrestling name.
Yeah, it's a good wrestling name.
20 shows you're doing.
Yeah, we did. They're all in the can. We've made them all.
Brilliant.
20 shows, and we had those sort of mad weeks where you did them all in one go.
It sounds good to have a proper quiz as well, and not just banter based show,
well,
like a proper quiz.
Well, this was the interesting thing because the comics on it had to basically drop the
act.
Well, not the act, but like the instincts that they would bring to a panel show, where you got to get your gags in, and they had to help the teams along, and what they're not allowed to do is press the buzzer the whole time and know the answers. And also, sometimes on some of these kind of panel shows, sometimes maybe some of the subjects have been told what might come up.
You never know.
You never know. That may be how they make these programs. And we absolutely didn't do this because when you're doing a proper quiz with it's a big tankard they win. Full of cash.
Lovely.
You have to have it all verified and lawyered and legaled up, so you can't do any of that like slight telly bending and all that sort of thing. But James May was on, and he had a round to do about cars, and blew it.
Yeah, fantastic. Pressure was on.
Yeah,
pressure was on,
which was really funny.
So, what time's it going out?
10 o'clock.
Ten o'clock
on Thursday nights for the next 20 weeks
on Quest. We've been talking pubs today because you mentioned earlier on, Charlie, that the nightclub you were supposed to go on your stag do,
wasn't open on
a Saturday night. They had sewage problems apparently. Well, he thought it was an omen for his forthcoming marriage. But we've been asking the listeners, when they used to take all these great old pubs, it's like the landlord may have done in the day, they take a great old pub, they turn it into a fun pub, they give it a different name. They used to do things. He wouldn't have been a fan of that, would he?
Well, no, he always used to have a real bee in his bonnet about Irish theme pubs.
Yeah, all right.
Because there was that spate of that in the 90s. And there was a thing I did in a show where I'd go off and I'd come back on in a green outfit on a bicycle with a sign to Galway on.
Yeah, there's always a bike on the wall.
There was always a bike on the wall and books no one had ever read. But pubs aren't meant to be fun.
No, that's
no.
There's nothing fun about pubs, right? They're meant to be bolt holes. They're meant to be rafts, aren't they? Like to climb aboard and ride through life's rapids.
Yes, they're not. This will get me through.
That's exactly. They're not meant to be fun places. You're supposed to be able to hide in them. You're supposed to be able to spill your guts. You're not. You know. I mean, this is a.
Well, we've been hearing some stories. Stephen said, "I grew up in Runcorn. The local fun pub was called the Cherry Tree, but it was rebranded as Chino's." Chino's, that was supposed to attract a younger crowd.
Well, there used to be a string of, and it may still be, pubs called The Reflex, which were pubs that had been turned into 80s bars.
80s, yeah.
I remember drinking there once because my old tour manager, Big Dave, who talks like that, right?
You remember Big Dave?
Big Dave, oh yeah. The only band Big Dave likes is Duran Duran, right?
Yeah.
So we did a gig in York and he's like, well, we're going up Reflex after this because it's Duran Duran. And we had a very odd evening in there he and I can convinced this bloke comes over and goes, you're Al Murray, aren't you? I thought, I can't do this tonight. I can't be bothered with it. So I said, no, I'm his twin brother. And he was in town for a show and we've just been to see it.
Oh, nice. Right?
And we strung this guy along until the place shut. And he went to the loo and I said to his mates, by the way, it is me, right? Yeah. But we're doing this thing. And they all completely went for it.
Oh, fantastic.
And apparently he left absolutely none the wiser. But pubs aren't fun. It's a bad thing.
Good to see you, Al.
It's great to see you, too. And this is the last days of Empire.
That's right. When you come and see us next time, we'll be over the road at the near London Bridge.
Yeah, so it's the very last thing. Are you going to have a studio with an amazing view?
We are. Yeah, look at beautiful sight lines of the Thames. Wherever you look, it's lovely.
Rather than to describe to the listener, there's a tiny window in the corner that overlooks some artificial
five-a-side pitches.
Fat blokes playing football.
Yeah.
Well, I like the way that's when you come to talk sport, there is actual sport going on.
That's live sport constantly going on.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
You've been telling us this afternoon where they messed up some of your local pub names and trying to turn them into fun pubs. Pub in Keighley opened in the 19th century as the Devonshire Arms.
Sounds
nice. Beautiful.
Yeah, lovely.
And was renamed the Grinning Rat in the 90s. it's no longer there. I think it was people didn't want to say fancy a drink in the rat. It seemed doomed as a chat-up line, says Chuffer. Good. Thank you very much for that.
Reflections in Kettering.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
That's a lovely
Reflections
one, isn't
in Kettering, yeah. frequented, yeah. You see, you used to go there.
Yeah, Graham Carr, who's Alan Carr's dad, when he was manager of Kettering Town.
Yeah, and I think Alan used to go there as well, according to Dan, who lives in the area. Happy memory, says Mark, of the three classic clubs we had in Worcester. Tramps, so that's that big West End.
Tramps,
yeah,
a huge
big
one,
West End
yeah.
one. Le Mango and Images. Oh, was it Images? Images on Glass.
That doesn't sound a great night out.
It doesn't say, yeah. I went to the same school as Charlie and spent many nights in rafters Newton Abbott. It was called this. It was above the bowling alley. We were told Charlie.
Oh, it was in the rafters of the bowling alley.
Charlie, there's another rafters, isn't there? Another rafters somewhere? Did we see?
Yeah, we did
on?
See another rafters somewhere else.
Yeah,
though. Our old local called the Duckwood Inn at Harold Hill, Romford, put in some plastic palms, some chrome rails,
nice.
And called itself Drake's.
Beautiful.
I can't see the link between the plastic palms. And the man who went off to fought the Spanish Armada.
I've got no idea.
Could have put a bowling alley in.
Obviously, Drake's.
That would be much better, you know. But
Been to Torquay. We mentioned earlier
goodness
on this.
Goodness me.
A few people upset that Torquay's game was called off last night, especially the Chelmsford 29 who travelled there.
There's nothing we can do about the weather, Paul.
An hour before kickoff. And Ben Fletcher, a resident Woking fan who smells a rat, basically. Yeah. I've been to Torquay on two occasions, says Shane in Lincoln, when the game's been postponed late. First on a Boxing Day in the late 90s, with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Left Lincoln at 5 a.m. Then it happened again in the 90s.
Boxing Day.
Pitch was perfect come 3:30. So he's still not forgiven you all those years.
11 a.m. kickoff on Boxing Day?
This is Sean as well. Sean Bailey said in the mid-80s, Bristol City had a midweek game called off at Torquay due to a waterlogged pitch.
Yeah.
Have you got any forks there? Have you got any volunteers? And some?
I don't think Torquay are the only people ever to have called off a match a little bit late.
It gets you thinking, doesn't it?
you think it's part of our... Because the tactic has really worked for us as a club.
That's how you've got to the very
top. That's how we've got to the top of the National League South.
You got to the very top by pulling off little stunts like this.
Yeah. Really bitter about it. I finally know what it's like to be Liverpool in the 80s or Man United in the 90s.
We're all jealous of you.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon. We are, as you've probably gathered, you've been listening to TalkSport. We're moving.
Moving house.
Beautiful new studios overlooking the Thames, 17th
floor.
Oh, it's
going to be lovely, isn't it?
So we'll be coming live from there tomorrow with a lot of top guests. Mark Noble joining us.
Looking out the window saying, what a lovely view.
Yeah, you'll get a bit bored with that after a couple of weeks. But anyway, that's all happening. Thanks for downloading us. We will catch up with you tomorrow.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.